American democracy, and those words are not held in the highest regard in some corners of the globe. China is one of them. That doesn't mean party bosses in Beijing are not watching the U.S. election. They are, and pretty closely at that. Isaac Stonefish is a journalist and just got back from China. He's senior fellow at the Asia Society Center on U.S.-China relations. So what were some of the conversations that you heard in China about this crazy election we got coming up tomorrow, Isaac?
I think a lot of people in China see this as some sort of fantastic show, some sort of massive political satire that both in reality and through the lens that they're seeing at it through Chinese state media gets distorted into a textbook example of how not to be democratic.
So let's get into specifics. You wrote about this in Foreign Policy and said that many of Trump's economic, political, and military policies would actually be far more beneficial to China than Clinton's. So what about Trump's plans would seem to appeal more to China, and why do they still prefer Clinton?
You know, it's a funny thing for Trump, who's such an inveterate China basher, that, like you said, so many of his policies are surprisingly quite beneficial towards China. You have his knee-jerk hatred of Japan and the alliance system, U.S. troops in Japan and South Korea. If, as Trump would like, we scaled those down, that would be a real boon to Beijing because it would allow it to exert more influence in Northeast Asia and in Southeast Asia as well. You have Trump's dislike of tackling human rights issues. You know, he likes to talk about how much of a businessman he is, and those issues don't play with him when he talks about China. They do for Hillary, and Beijing really dislikes having to deal with human rights issues the way Hillary does. And the one that's the most counterintuitive, but one of the most important, is that Trump's plan to slap heavy tariffs on Chinese exports would help Beijing move its economy away from an economy focused on export to an economy focused on domestic consumption, which many Chinese reformers would love. So those are the reasons why the policies are beneficial. But the reason why Chinese elite grudgingly, in many cases, prefer Clinton is because they realize that Trump would be such an unmitigated disaster for America and America's place in the world. And that lack of stability globally would be bad for China as well.
I mean, U.S. democracy for many Chinese elites, it's the bane of their existence. Isn't there a propaganda point or two to score for China with a Trump victory? You know, like, what better way to show that American democracy is a dead end than seeing a former reality TV star take up residence in the White House?
There certainly is. And that, you know, that's why the support of Clinton is so grudging. I think there's you really can't imagine, like you said, a better gift to Chinese anti-democratic propaganda than Trump in the White House. But the paramount concern for China's ruling Communist Party is domestic stability. And having such an unpredictable, kind of strange element of chaos makes it more difficult for China to govern, for the Chinese Communist Party to govern its own country, and thus makes it more likely for them to lose some key element of control that they need to govern.
So Hillary Clinton, of course, is no stranger to China. What kind of reputation does the former Secretary of State have there?
Frankly, I think they just feel that Hillary dislikes China. There's this kind of knee-jerk, Hillary's going to be tough on China. Oh, Hillary, you know, almost like they're bemoaning that Hillary doesn't like them. It's a kind of a fascinating read between the lines kind of reaction you get when you talk to some Chinese officials and policymakers.
Isaac Stonefish with the Asia Society. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.